Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Cleo Pascal, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We're watching Solomons be battered by the Chinese Communist Party, its money, its influence agents, and they mean to end the lives of people in their way if that is required. They tried to cut off Suidani from medical help, but now they're using what is known generally the rest of the world as lawfare. How so, Cleo? What are they up to?
So they arrested the police in the Solomons arrested Suidani and Talafilu for unlawful assembly. Related to the events, if you remember when I mentioned all those people physically putting themselves in front of the parliament so that the vote of no confidence couldn't be lodged, it was a very odd thing. Initially, they wouldn't even show them the charges. It was just odd. And there were three cases of it that they were charged with. The first one happened while they were in Taiwan. They were charged with unlawful assembly while they were in Taiwan. So that case was dropped. Now they have two. One of them is for a time when they were in quarantine after coming back from Taiwan. And remember, this is while he was premier of the province. So it's unclear how a premier himself could be involved in an unlawful assembly. I mean, the whole case is odd. But it's bankrupting them. It's affecting their reputation internationally because it gives leverage to pro-Chinese media to denigrate them. It's creating problems for their families. It is, you know, when we talk about political warfare, it sounds, you know, bloodless or something, but people die as a result of political warfare. Families are destroyed, and communities get fragmented, and they win. So this is what's going on very actively right now. The court case has just restarted. They're sitting in court and they face up to 2 years in jail, which is what the Chinese operatives want, because that'll take them off the battlefield. These two honest people who are incredibly popular, and that will serve as a warning across the Pacific. This is being watched by people across the Pacific who might be thinking about fighting for their own democracies and their own freedoms.
Prime Minister Albanese was just reelected in Canberra. Where is he on this story?
So there has been, as far as I've been able to find, zero mainstream Australian or New Zealand media coverage of this story. They are inconvenient for two countries that say they want to normalize at least economic relations with China. And Prime Minister Albanese is on his way to on a 6-day visit to China imminently, where he wants, the term is stable relations. So they are saying that the Australians consistently tell Washington, and I've seen it, you know, don't worry, we've got this under control. If you remember the hot mic episode with Kurt Campbell and Albanese, where the structure that the Australians are putting forward is they want to provide policing, training and whatnot. They want to integrate, and that's the word that they use, security of the Pacific into their systems. And they've given big money, over 100 million U.S. to the Solomon Islands for policing. And it's not like it's stopping robberies. Like it's not like suddenly there are all these Inspector Morses running around solving crimes. This is Chinese style looking policing, at least. It's, you know, more equipment, more vehicles, more of the sort of thing that actually scares somebody like a Suidani or a Talafilu. It was that police force that arrested them on these dubious charges. And that minister of police has, it's been reported by very courageous Solomon Island journalists, that He has a bank account in Singapore with the son of Soe Gavari, the prime minister who switched to China, and a Chinese national. So there's just more of this Australian money pouring into a system that is already being co-opted. And at the same time, the message that Pacific Islanders see is, well, why are you preaching to us against China if you're going to China for 6 days to try to improve your relations with China? So Australia doesn't have credibility on the China front, and it doesn't seem to be delivering on the ground for the people who actually need not more police vehicles, but food in their hospitals. There's no food for sick people in the hospital in Malaita, but the Australians are giving over $100 million to bolster the policing system that arrests the former premier of Malaita on very dubious charges.
The story is not finished. We're at the point where choices must be made. We have a minute, Cleo. Where is Washington? I know there are members of Congress who are educated on these matters.
Congress has been amazing. The State Department under the Foreign Administration, on the former administration, had actually declined Sudani's visa to visit the United States when he was on his way to speak at the United Nations. Congress wrote a letter. Congresswoman Radowagen, Congressman Ed Case, Congressman Neil Dunn, they've been exemplary. Senator Joni Ernst has been interested in this case. Congress has really stepped up, and he got a visa, and he came and he testified before the commission. This really has been an issue where key people in State Department have taken their lead, I think, from Australia, and it's going to end in disaster for the Australians, the Americans, and it's already extremely difficult for the people of Solomon Islands.
To be continued. Cleo Pascal, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.